Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've been talking a little bit lately about some of the things to look at for business owners, thinking ahead, hopefully, with your business and what you're going to do, and you're going to sell it someday. Are you going to plan ahead a little bit? Don't wait till the last minute. So I've invited another guest that I think can be very helpful on this subject, and she is local, just up the street from me. She's up in Jacksonville, and as my listeners know, I am in the on the east coast of Florida in the Ormond Beach area. Our guest today is Kimberly Deese, and she is with Murphy Business, and they are business brokers, and they work with people all the time buying and selling businesses. Kim, welcome to the program.
Great. Thank you. Glad to be here.
No, I'm very glad to have you on the program because you are the deal maker. You help people not only sell their business, but also buy them.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of them these days, let me tell you.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, there's all this, depending on what you listen to or what you watch or what you read, there's doom and gloom. But your report from the field actually doing this, your report is that there's a lot of activity.
I will tell you, I can't tell you how many executives right now that are retired have come back and said, I want to buy a business. I've probably got no less than a handful right now, probably 6 or 7 or maybe even a dozen if I go through all my lists.
Wow.
People have held on to their money, and they are kind of feeling a bit of relief. And we're starting to see business pick up, especially in the Northeast Florida market. And buyers are back. Sellers are ready to sell. It's a great time right now.
Outstanding. Kimberly works with a business brokerage firm, Murphy Business, and Murphy's a big outfit. You guys are all across the state, have a network of experienced and well-qualified and educated business brokers. And so if somebody's in Florida or even another part of the country and they're thinking of wanting to buy a business in Florida, you're the person for them to talk to.
And actually what's interesting about Murphy is we're actually across the entire country.
Wow.
Including Canada. So we leverage about 250 brokers in our network. So whether you're a buyer or a seller, we've got tons of people right there on the ground. And interestingly enough, for Florida, most of our buyers do not come from the state of Florida.
How about that? So somebody, one of these executives that wants to come down from the cold up north and enjoy our wonderful climate. So, you know, a couple basic things I want to get out of the way. The website for people, they can go to your website and they can start looking at this, murphybusiness.com. And then that's for the overall company. And then for your website, Kim, sellyourbusinessflorida.com.
Correct.
All right. Sellyourbusinessflorida.com. Got that, Florida? Sellyourbusinessflorida.com. And they can get more information about who you are, what you do, and how this works. But this is your specialty. This is what you do every day. You don't do it part-time. I mean, this is your focus. And so you're working with buyers and sellers. You know what buyers are looking for. You know what sellers are looking for. I mean, if I were going to want to sell my business, that's exactly what I do, is want to get an expert to help me do that and look to a broker like you to do that.
Absolutely. And what's interesting, to be honest with you, is a lot of business owners try to do it themselves. And what they quickly find out is there's a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of legal things they have, a lot of financial things. Buyers ask all kinds of questions. You've got confidentiality to deal with. A business, and most people don't realize this, as soon as somebody knows a business is for sale, whether it's an employee, a vendor, or possibly a customer, the value of that business can literally drop overnight. Imagine trying to run a business, sell the business, do all this work with these buyers while keeping it confidential from everybody. It's almost impossible.
Well, and that's what I was saying, Kim. That's why it's so important for people to get a professional involved and to get the help to guide them. Because, you know, there's no way they can go buy a book on business brokerage or read a magazine article and be able to do this successfully on their own. It's just the odds are stacked against them.
It really is, and there's so many different components, from the financial components to the legal components. I mean, just seller financing alone, if you don't have the right attorney writing your contracts, you could end up literally holding an IOU that's worthless.
And never see that money.
And never getting the money, yeah. So it's,
I can't think of a worse scenario, that you give up something that you've built and then you don't get paid for it.
Let me give you one worse, and it's sad because I've counted this now 3 times in the last month and a half. Is business owners that built businesses that have no value after 30 years. And it literally brings me to tears to have to tell these business owners who put their blood, sweat, and tears into their business that their business is worth nothing.
Well, what causes that? Because they haven't planned ahead in terms of trying to, how to create the proper value and transferable value or business that can go to somebody else and be worth something to them? Is that what it is?
Yeah, a lot of it is that. People who buy businesses want to buy profit. And a lot of times when business owners do their taxes, they want to minimize profit, minimize tax liability. So they get good accountants, and nothing against accountants, I love accountants, but you either optimize for profit or you optimize for minimization of tax. If you optimize for profit, you're going to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Well, I had a restaurant who was taking out all the cash she could. She was paying herself almost nothing, and her profit at the end of the year was like $12,000. That business is not sellable.
Mm-mm-mm.
If your business doesn't have at least $75,000 of seller discretionary earnings, what we basically would consider profit from the new buyer, it almost becomes unsellable. People don't want to buy a liability. They want to buy an asset.
Yep, they want to buy an owner's benefit.
Yeah. And so three times now I've had to tell various business owners, and some of them, their business, one was an environmental company, and he was only making about $40,000 a year profit. Not really, I mean, that's a book of business, and it might be a small M&A deal, but it's not really something I can put out there and someone's going to say, oh, yeah, I want to buy that. It doesn't have mass appeal. So its value quickly drops. And if you would have just taken a little bit more time, contacted a business broker or a planning professional 3 to 5 years ago, you would have had an asset he could have sold today.
There you go. That's pretty straightforward, but business owners sometimes just don't get that because they're so wrapped up in their business that they can't see the forest for the trees. I mean, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Kimberly Deese, she is a business broker. She is in Jacksonville and helping business owners not only in Florida but all over the country through her association with Murphy Business. The website is sellyourbusinessflorida.com. Kim, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Kimberly Deese is on the line with us. SellYourBusinessFlorida.com is your website. A lot of good stuff there. I've already been there. It's a good site, and it's got a lot of good information. And one of the key things I like about it, Kim, is you've got how to sell your business for the highest value. And that's where the guidance come in. You know, this is not just a transaction. There's a lot of guidance that goes into what you do in terms of advising business owners on how to make the most of this transaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. People sometimes think of businesses like houses. They think whatever the value is what it is. Well, it's not really true. There's so many factors, including your lease, including your number of customers, including who you sell to, what your price points are. And there's so many things that can be adjusted in just a short 1 to 2 year period that could literally double the value of your business if you knew what they were.
Isn't that funny? I mean, and people, you know, we have this mentality like, well, I don't want to pay for somebody. And, you know, they think that they're saving, but they're losing so much potential value. What do you care if somebody makes a little bit of money out of helping you? The value of their advice is so substantial, literally could double the amount you get for your business.
Easily. In fact, we just brought out a new tool. And one of the biggest concerns our business owners have is, well, can I retire on what I get? We've got a lot of older business owners that held on to the recession, and we've got a new tool that literally combines a business broker, a financial planner, and a CPA all in one. We figure out what their business is worth. We figure out what their structure of selling is going to be, figure out what their taxes are, and then literally tell them year by year exactly what they're going to have to live on based on a sales price for their business.
That's very good.
Commission.
That's excellent. I do that myself also, working with people and saying, here, you know, look, tell me how much you're going to have, and we'll be able to tell you what you can do with it for retirement. Because people need to see that as they think about the value of their business and what they're going to sell it for and when they can sell it. It might be that the numbers are just not strong enough this year, but if they wait a year or two, here's what you can do, how you can make this money work for you.
Exactly.
Very good. So what are some of the things you've seen, Kim, with in some recent transactions? Are people, you know, they're ready to buy? You said a lot of executives are starting to look at this. What are some of the trends you see with businesses being bought and sold in our Florida market especially?
Yeah, there's a couple trends. One thing is definitely we've got a ton of buyers for insurance agencies and a ton of buyers for manufacturing or distribution companies. Those really seem to be the hot ones right now. And people are really looking for those type of businesses, but they're also looking for well-run businesses. They're not looking for businesses where the owner has done everything, and now the owner wants to retire, and the new person's going to have to know everything about the business to run it.
No, no, they want something that's transferable, and they can view it as an investment, not as buying, quote-unquote, buying a job.
We're starting to see, and I'm starting to see, quite a few executives not wanting to buy jobs, but really wanting to buy businesses.
Yeah.
So we're getting a little more sophisticated buyer, and keep in mind, a lot of these folks wanted to buy 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but knew the timing wasn't right. So we have a surplus now of buyers. I want to honestly say we've probably got about 7 or 8 buyers to every listing.
Wow. So if it's from a business owner standpoint, not a bad time to be selling if you're outnumbered 8-1.
It's a good time to be selling, but I will tell you the number one reason businesses don't sell is that the seller's unrealistic. They don't know what the business is really worth. And the business is really only worth what someone's willing to pay. Certainly we have guidelines and we know what those guidelines are and exactly, you know, what the parameters are. And there's some leeway, but also the financial institutions, SBA lending, isn't going to lend if it's overpriced. They're only going to allow for a specific number. And if the seller's over that number, it's not going to sell regardless of how long we put it on the market. So we've got to make sure we're realistic as well.
Well, and again, that's where people need to really sit down with somebody that's experienced in doing this like you, Kim, where they can get a sense for what's realistic and help them with their timetable. You know, if they're okay waiting, you know, a while, then maybe the price can be one thing. But if they want it to occur quicker, and again, as you said, once you start going through this process, you got to really have it's a hard time to keep a lid on it. So you really have to have proper expectations.
Absolutely. And, you know, a big factor right now is financing, and seller financing can certainly increase your price. Because the SBA lending is so tight, we can certainly get SBA lending in some instances. In some instances, we can get as much as 80%, which is fantastic. But they are going to count the socks in your sock drawer. They are going to measure your waist. They're going to make sure, you know, they're going to do everything to the T. They're very specific on that. But if you can get it, it is available. But the seller financing, absolutely 20, 30, even as much as 50% seller financing can make the deal go so much faster, and the seller gets a higher price then because they get the interest on top and they get tax deferred, the tax deferment of their price.
All good stuff.
So
yeah.
Much. Yes, there's some liability, absolutely, but that's where a proper broker is going to vet out the buyers, make sure they're properly qualified, make sure they have experience, make sure they have the finances, make sure they have what is necessary to run that business. They're not just going to bring in any Joe Schmo. At least an experienced and professional broker won't do that.
Exactly.
Just take anybody into your business.
Well, to get in touch with Kim, Kimberly Deese, sellyourbusinessflorida.com. And she's part of the Murphy Business Network, over 250 brokers across the country. But she knows Jacksonville and she also knows Florida. Kim, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Kimberly Deese on the line with us, sellyourbusinessflorida.com. She is a business broker, and give us, you know, some insight into what's involved with selling your business or buying a business. We kind of talked a bit more about the sell side of the transaction, if you will, Kim. Let's talk a little bit about the buyers. You know, right now, as you said, there's kind of about an 8-1 or so. So if somebody's looking to buy, let's talk about it from their standpoint. What are the opportunities for them? What do you see for buyers right now? I know we have the lower interest rate environment. That creates an opportunity. What else is good right now for buyers?
For buyers, the biggest thing that they've got is, of course, the low interest rate. But the other part is we've got an aging business ownership set. And the reason that has occurred is it's unusual, but after a long recession of what we've gone through, a lot of business owners hung on and didn't sell.
Ah.
So we've got a backlog of potential sellers, and the sellers haven't quite they're not all aware that we have a surplus of buyers just yet. They haven't gotten the message that the economy is recovering. So they're still holding on, which means that there's some really good deals out there that will be coming out. And I will tell you, as a marketing broker, I actually go out and search for business owners that look to sell when I have a buyer. Not all brokers do that. that is something that I do that's a little different, is I'll go out and actually find some of the best deals, and they're not even on the market.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So you don't just look at what's available, because there's kind of an MLS equivalent like there is in real estate for business brokerage,
yeah.
right? So you don't just look at that. You actually go out and say, hey, I've got somebody who wants a business like yours. Do you want to sell?
Yeah, and I do quite a bit of what we call one-time listings, where I'll bring the buyer in to meet the seller. And if they like each other, great. But it's not a formal, I don't put you up on that MLS, I don't market. Because some of these businesses are so sensitive, I can't do that with them.
Right.
It's just not that type of environment. And so I do quite a bit of specific searches and contacting to find out, okay, you're looking for this. Let me go ahead and market to find that. And oftentimes we're pretty successful in finding them, as long as we have a very specific set of criteria that buyer is looking for. Like, I have an insurance agency buyer right now who wants something under $500,000 in commissions. He wants it within the Jacksonville marketplace, and he wants it specifically in the PNC market. So we've got a campaign going on for that right now.
I got you. And so you can really target it, and I like that, because that's also a very confidential approach, because that is a concern for business owners.
And a confidentiality should be, especially as I said earlier, we had one bar that as soon as their employees found out they were looking to sell, half the employees ended up leaving. They lost 30% of their revenue within 30 days of being listed, and it was all because unfortunately, the seller didn't realize the necessity of confidentiality.
Yeah.
And made a couple mistakes by talking to a few employees. He learned his lesson. 3 years later, his revenues are back up, and he's for sale a second time.
Hopefully the right way this time.
Yes, but it cost him 3 years.
Well, again, that's where the professional comes in. I see it in my business, working with people, helping them plan their retirements, those selling business owners, helping them figure out what to do with the money and get involved with them, hopefully before they make that decision, and can help them figure out what they're going to need and how it's going to work. But, you know, people sometimes hesitate to get professional help because they worry about, one, it being expensive, and two, maybe it's slowing them down, and they know their business and they know how to do what they do. But, you know, the thing I've seen, and I'm sure you have too, Kim, is that, you know, business owners know their business, running the business, operating the business. They don't know how to market it. They don't know how to sell it. They don't know how to extract the value from it. And that's, again, I'm repeating myself, but that's where the professional assistance is so important.
You're absolutely right. And what's even interesting is sometimes I see business owners try to, for lack of a better term, go cheap. And because in the state of Florida, anybody who has a real estate license is licensed to also sell businesses. So business brokers are licensed as real estate professionals. So sometimes they want to go cheap because a real estate professional charges less on their commissions. They'll take a real estate agent to sell their business. And it's kind of funny. We see it on our on the postings for businesses for sale, and you can always tell the real estate agent because they take a picture of the building, they put the name all over, they plaster the name all over the listing, and everybody and their brother knows that business is for sale. That's how real estate agents market. And not to say anything bad, my husband's a real estate agent, so I don't have anything against real estate agents. But someone who's uneducated in how to sell a business would not necessarily know how confidential it has to be. They don't have the non-disclosure forms that we require every buyer to go through. They don't have the buyer profiling. They don't have any of that in place. And, you know, sadly, a lot of these businesses, when they go cheap, they end up caught, and it ends up costing them big.
No question. I mean, they're going to lose more of that value, that difference in the commission. They're going to lose probably four or five times fold that. And you certainly don't want somebody, if you're selling your business, to be putting up on the MLS we're going to do a virtual tour of the building as well, like the realtors do.
They do. I've seen them, and I just laugh when I see it, because real estate agent doesn't know any different. They've never been trained to sell a business. They just know they're licensed to do it. So because they have the license, they assume that they should do it. And that's a big mistake.
Yeah, and I tell you what, a lot of business owners, this is their one shot. I mean, are you going to have somebody that's outside their expertise help you, or are you going to have somebody that this is what they do every day?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems so obvious to us, but sometimes people just don't, or they, quote unquote, a buddy. I got a buddy that'll help me. You know, golly, go have a beer with your buddy when you're done selling the business, but, you know, get this done professionally.
Well, there's so much to it. I mean, it's just small things. Like, I just came out of a confidential meeting with a buyer and a seller, and one of the things that we never allow is discussion of price at the table with the buyers and sellers. And somebody who's not educated in our industry wouldn't realize that you don't have that discussion, because all it takes is one offended party to walk away.
Exactly.
And when you're talking, most of our deals, just to be quite frank, fall apart 3 times before they ever get done.
Yeah.
That is normal in our industry. We end up, we're intermediaries, and we end up putting deals back together. And a lot of what we do is really experience in our industry and knowing, okay, this is the next step, and this is how we help to mitigate this. And because buyers and sellers do work together so closely in this process, that someone who's not experienced in that, they're not necessarily going to know how to handle all that.
Yeah, you used an important word, Kim, intermediary. You know, you can act, the broker acts as a buffer, and it keeps both parties from messing the deal up, because you already have a natural tendency for things to be sources of conflict and friction, and nobody wants to pay any more than they have to, and everybody wants as much as they can get for their business, no different than from that respect as real estate. But, you know, you need that person in the middle to keep it from getting off the tracks.
Well, what's a little different than real estate, in real estate, your buyers and sellers typically never meet. My husband's done multiple deals, probably hundreds of deals, and very rarely do the buyer and seller ever talk. Maybe they meet at the closing table.
Right, right.
In business brokering, we're doing a buyer-seller meeting before we ever have an offer, and those buyers and sellers are talking with each other, and if you don't know how to handle that and to work with the two of them to get things moving, it's very easy that the buyer gets picky over in due diligence, which we typically are going to do after the offer's accepted. The buyer's going to get picky about numbers and want to change the offer, or the lawyer's going to get involved and change the terms of the agreement. We have, if you don't know the right attorneys to bring to closing, your attorney might actually be the biggest deal breaker you have.
How about that?
Believe it or not, we've had more attorneys kill deals than buyers and sellers have ever killed.
Kimberly,
and not knowing which lawyer to choose. And there's some really good ones out there, but then there's some others that unfortunately do worse for the deal than, they don't help the deal out, let's say it that way.
Well, to get help with your deal, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about buying or selling a business, Kimberly Dees, she's been our guest today. SellYourBusinessFlorida.com is the website, SellYourBusinessFlorida.com. Kimberly, great having you on the program. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure being here. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at RealMoneyRadio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.